166, the traitorous knave and varlet, Robert de Ferrers, then Earl of Derby, having sworn fealty to his right and proper king, Henry III, did against all honour and lawfulness, then rebel against said noble king. Meeting with the cowardly and ignoble Baldwin Wake, they did flee north, pursued by the valiant and true Prince Henry of Ormain, nephew to the king. Coming to the fair and honest borough of Chesterfield, and knowing that he was closely pursued by the loyal and true Prince Henry, Robert de Ferrers, sorely afflicted with gout, did sacrilegiously seek to conceal himself within the walls of the Church of St. Mary's. Hearing of this, the brave men of Bradford did make haste to defend and protect such constructions of their holy mother church as were truly and properly entrusted to their parish. The brave Prince Henry, coming near to the church, did then, on the 15th day of May, engage in battle with such the traitor de Ferrers' troops and fellow travellers as did remain, triumphing over them as was right and proper, all ordained by God. The ignoble Cur de Ferrers was then dragged from where he cowered, placed in gyves and chains, and meant dispatched by cart to Winchester, there to meet such justice as his true and merciful king should deem most fit. In commemoration of this, a committee of burgesses has placed before the duly elected council of the town proposals for an entertainment. Said entertainment is to commemorate and celebrate the defeat of the realm's enemies in battle. The arrest of the scurvy de Ferrers and the just, meet and fitting expropriation of his lands. The proposals having been deemed appropriate, let it be known that in this year of grace 2016, said entertainment will take place on the day of the 15th of May, in and around the place of the Newmarket Square. Said entertainment will feature diverse entertainments and amusements and disports as seen fitting and proper. We call upon the people of Chesterfield to form themselves into guilds accommodating therein such interests as they see fit, be they either photographers or gardeners, townswomen or apiarists, makers of macrame or of motor cars, kite flyers or podiatrists. We entreat thee, form me into bands and join the entertainments. We also call upon the people of all parishes to wash from history the calumny that their staunch parishes did not defend holy St. Mary's from the implications of the impious Earl of Derby. Various challenges shall be set forth, and various challenges shall be set forth in the dark. Skills, ingenuity, and braveness of heart and body as they see fitting and right for such an entertainment. By most wondrous magic there has been created a website. And also a book of face. For such citizens as desire may follow preparations and commit their guilds, unions, clubs, groups and own persons to take part. Furthermore, we beseech that any such burgess or citizen who desires to assist and aid in the making of such entertainments most pleasant and enjoyable, join with us in preparations. We also beseech any business or enterprise that may have monies benefits as make the best employed in the provision of entertainment. Make yourself known to the committee of burgesses, such that your generosity may be welcome and then heralded through the town and borough. Proclaim this 30th day of March in the year of grace 2016. God save the Queen!